This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. During the next 2 hours, you're going to examine some topics and issues that touch each and every one of us. From how to lose weight and be healthy with the author of Turbo Metabolism, we're going to talk about living a spiritual life in a material world. Real interesting book, At Peace, Choosing a Good Death After a Long Life. I've got so many questions for that guy. And we're going to start with our new friend, Madison Taylor, who, by the way, is the co-founder of Daily Ohm. I've taken courses and classes there, and I read the Daily Ohm blog a couple of times a week. It's very, very good. She's written a new book called Unmedicated. I welcome you to the show, Madison. When are we turning this into a movie?
Well, I've done that before, so it's very possible. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Madison, tell me your background. I mean, you told me just a few moments ago, you grew up in Seattle.
Yes, I grew up in Seattle, unfortunately, in a very dysfunctional household. My father was a rageaholic, mentally ill, I'm sure, and undiagnosed, and drank too much. My mother also drank too much. And so I basically lived in the closet of my bedroom a lot of the times for safety. And I experienced my first panic attack when I was only in the third grade.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
How did that manifest?
Well, I was lying in bed thinking about death. I don't know why, as a third grader. But, you know, I had been raised without any spirituality or religion. So when I had the thought about dying, I literally, my body leapt out of bed, and the world was spinning around me, and I couldn't catch my breath. And in that moment, I thought, I'm going to die. And, you know, that's from a third grade perspective. Like, I had no language or context to put that event. And I never told anyone because I had no idea what was going on. And I figured, well, if no one ever talked about it, it must happen to everybody.
If you move now to your teens, mm-hmm. did you continue to have these panic attacks?
Yes, and anxiety set in, especially in high school, you know, when hormones kick in as well and those life changes. And every day I'd be sweating down to my waist. I was just a nervous wreck because I hadn't processed anything that had been going on in my household. And I was sick all the time with a cold or a flu or something. And, you know, to escape, I started experimenting with drugs and alcohol and boys.
Well, two out of three are bad. I'm not sure about the boy part. But the thing is that you experimented with drugs. What about big pharma drugs?
Not in high school. I actually went to the doctor once in high school, and you know, I was giving her classic symptoms of anxiety, even though I had no idea that it was called anxiety, but I knew I wasn't well. And unfortunately, that was the first of many misdiagnoses for me. She looked at me and my suntan, because in Seattle, you know, it's always raining, so when the sun comes out, you go out in the sun, and you unfortunately, you know, can get sunburned.
Of course.
And she looked at my tan lines and said, oh, you've just had too much sun. But huh? I went to her and said, you know, I'm having trouble breathing, and, you know, kind of these symptoms with the language that I had as a teenager, again, not knowing what was going on. So I was misdiagnosed. But I turned to, I guess they probably were big pharma, but they were, you know, street drugs to me. I was taking uppers, which isn't a good thing to take if you're suffering from anxiety. But when I was taking them, I knew it was not okay, and it was naughty, and it made me feel powerful by being naughty and taking these pills as an escape. And, of course, drinking on the weekends.
Big pharma today, I mean, I was watching TV the other day, and I I stopped my DVR, my wife and I stopped the DVR because I love watching pharmaceutical commercials. Because if you have whatever it is that you have, it can only be worse with the side effects from whatever drug it is.
I agree. It actually is almost comical for me to watch. I mean, I'm part laughing and part enraged when I see that.
Absolutely. It's the same reaction.
Yeah.
There's no
and
question.
It's just, mostly I get infuriated. This pushing of drugs, especially for things that can easily be remedied with lifestyle changes, and I'm all about that. Of course, I am so grateful for medication and for doctors. They both saved my life. I'm glad it exists, but I don't think we need a pill every time our toe is sore. You know what I mean? It's like if our dog dies, we get sad, we get depressed, but let's deal with that. Let's not go take a pill because of it. Let's see what else we can do first.
Well, for meditation, which is part of what you recommend, to lifestyle changes. I mean, when they come up with drugs and diseases because you pee too much, there's something wrong there, at least in my head.
Yeah, it's all about the dollar. What can we develop so we can get more money out of people, right?
Exactly. Our guest is Madison Taylor. She's written a new book called Unmedicated. Mariel Hemingway has written a piece about it and others as well. It is a very interesting book because it'll help you on your journey as Madison explains her journey. Do you think that the health industry is doing its job today, or should we be looking at other things to remedy, as you said, that sore toe?
Well, for me, I had to kiss a lot of frogs before I found my prince of a doctor. And I actually see a medical doctor, an MD, even though he acts like a naturopathic doctor. And there's good help out there, and there are good systems out there, but what I really advocate for is being your own health advocate. You need to take control of your own health and really demand excellent health care. And I know as soon as I go into a doctor's office whether or not they're a good fit for me. And a good fit for me means I go into a doctor's office and I sit in their actual office, not an exam room, and we get to have a conversation. And they don't try and kick me out after 10 minutes. I demand my full time slot always. If it's 20, I find out ahead of time, what is my time slot? Is it 10, 20, or 30 minutes? If it's only 10 minutes, I book a double appointment and pay as such. I have realized quite early on that I need to be in the driver's seat of my health care. And
I am so, so with you. That's how we started Late Night Health, because doctors were not, and insurance companies. We'll talk about that too. I mean, it's just, I just switched insurance companies, and the paperwork that I had to fill out twice, once for me and then with my wife as well. We did it together, right?
Mm-hmm.
We sent all this stuff in, and yet they send us back saying, well, it appears you weren't covered, so we're going to have to charge you a penalty. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. It's all about the dollar. And making money is not something that I'm against. I would like to do that. Right?
Right. Yes, it's really unfortunate once you get into these big, giant companies, which, of course, an insurance company needs to be a big, giant company. But the humanity is completely lost. And you see it from the get-go with the first conversation or email from your representative. And there's no humanity there. And I have excellent insurance, but I actually end up choosing doctors that don't take insurance anymore. So I just don't even deal with it. I'd rather pay out of pocket and not deal with paperwork at this point.
And use the concierge medical system.
I absolutely don't want to spend hours of my time and get into that frustrated rabbit hole dealing with it. And I can't tell you how many times I've gotten off the phone with either a doctor's office or an insurance company and been in tears Not because I'm a wimp, because they make me feel inhuman.
They make you feel that they take away your power.
Yes.
The other day, my wife had gone through for a physical, and she got some results back. She called in, she showed the results to me, and I said, you know, if it were me, I would ask about this, this, and this. And she called in, and the nurse practitioner said, gee, I don't know the answer to that. Why don't you Google it?
What?
Absolutely. And what's so funny is that a couple of years ago, her mother, who had a heart attack, asked a question that I to her doctor. And his response to the question was, what are you, a doctor from the internet? I'm a real doctor. I'll tell you what to do. I would have fired the guy's butt. Our guest is Madison Taylor. She's written a book called Unmedicated, Living Life Without Meds, Meditation. It's a plan for you, your family, with four pillars of natural wellness. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. We welcome you to Late Night Health. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. Join us at latenighthealth.com and send us a comment at facebook.com/latenighthealth. Don't go away. More coming up with Madison as Late Night Health moves forward. Late Night Health is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
Love may move mountains, but it's even more amazing when it stirs your heart to do the same. Your heart contains all the love it will ever need to make a difference in this world. Your soul is the essence of love, the universe, and everything in it. Isn't it wonderful that you're part of something so grand? When you travel to the center of your heart, you'll be in the middle of all of that love, everything it is, and all it will ever be. Your soul is made from that love.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At Easy Way Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With $1 billion relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, Easy Way Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Zulli's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. A little bit later in this hour, Robert Clancy joins us, and of course, he will be talking to us about soul ciphers and living naturally is what we're going to be talking about today with Robert, our regular contributor here on Late Night Health. And then also this hour, we'll be talking with the author of Peace, Choosing a Good Death After a Long Life. What's a long life? Is 120 years really possible? Maybe we'll find out with Dr. Sam Harrington a little bit later on in today's show. Right now, we return to Santa Barbara, California, as we're speaking with Madison Taylor. Her book is called Unmedicated, period. I forgot the period before. Madison, you mentioned that you think that drugs, in some instances, are good.
Yes, of course, we might need them for if we're epileptic or things like that. Maybe if you're diabetic and it can't be helped by diet. Of course, there's always, we shouldn't feel bad ever about having to take medicine. Like I said before, it definitely saved my life. But I think one of the questions we need to ask when the doctor gives us the little prescription form is to ask, is there anything I can do, lifestyle changes I can make, so I don't have to take this medicine? If the answer is no, the answer is no, and we move along and we do the best we can without feeling bad.
Or, as I ask, I'd like a second opinion, doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Your right to a second opinion. Absolutely. We need to take control of our own health care, and if a doctor gets on his high horse and his ego gets in his way, then you probably don't want to work with that person. I've absolutely encountered that. And I get it. Doctors, you know, their medical training is extant. They've invested a lot of money and time in their career, and of course they don't want someone undermining their work. I get that. But you know, my health is more important than your ego. So
exactly, exactly. Do you think doctors are untrained to take care of people?
I think they don't spend any time in medical school with bedside manner, and I believe that needs a lot more attention. I was just speaking up at Bastyr University, who teaches people how to be naturopathic doctors. And I was so pleasantly surprised looking out at the audience at when we started talking about this topic, from having a lovely environment in the waiting room to hiring nice receptionists that really are empathetic to you and always have a smile on their face, to having a casual office where you have conversations and don't feel rushed out the door. And
we all want a Dr. Welby.
Yes. Yes, we do. Absolutely.
And for those of you who don't know who he was, Google him.
Yes.
Don't Google your drugs. Google him.
Yes, we want that sort of bygone doctor, you know, almost the type that would make house calls. I would love for a doctor to make a house call. That would be amazing. But yes, introducing some gentleness and realize then that we are souls in a human body. So speak to my soul, don't speak to my body part that is having some issues right now.
When you go into the doctor, do you call them by their first name?
No, I call them Dr. So-and-so until we become friendly enough and they offer to me that they may call me, I can call them by their first name. And then I know that we've crossed a beautiful new threshold. In fact, the doctor that wrote the foreword to my book, Dr. Allen in Santa Monica, he is such a beautiful light that he at one time offered for me to come any time when he wasn't there to swim in his swimming pool because he knew how much I loved swimming and how it fed my soul, and I didn't have a swimming pool. And it wasn't in a gross way that he was trying to pick me up. It was from his heart.
That is super.
Yes.
We like talking to doctors like that, so maybe you can arrange for him to appear on the show.
Oh, I'm sure he would love to. He actually specializes in longevity, so he would be a great guest for you.
Oh, he would be super. That would be good. I like being near water. I don't necessarily have to be in it other than showering. What would be the first two things that you would recommend to people to be unmedicated, to use supplements, to use lifestyle changing, to visit the Daily Ohm every day?
Well, so in my book, really, all of the information in there, all of the pillars are set up to be action steps. And so before I share my favorite two, I want to say that thoughts alone aren't going to shift your life. So you can't sit on your sofa and read the book and say, I'm medicated. You actually need to take action on your thoughts.
Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
The music is coming up. Our segment is done. But will you come back?
I will.
All right, good. And I've already made a decision that on our Late Night Health video channel, I'm going to go visit Madison because she's close to us. I'll bring a camera and we'll do another little interview. How's that?
Sounds great.
All right. Get the book. It's really good. Unmedicated by Madison Taylor, and visit DailyOhm.com. All right, coming up next, Sam Harrington. We're going to talk about choosing a good death after a long life and find out more about our health care in the United States. Don't go away. Late Night Health continues. Thank you, Daryl. Take it away.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
Attention users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline. So don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Talk Radio 790, KABC News. Good morning, I'm James Stanley. A water main break on Friday in the mid-city area caused a geyser and a sinkhole, and that made a wet day even wetter and disrupted service to dozens of Department of Water and Power customers. The winter storm is being blamed. The break was reported just before 4 o'clock along La Brea Avenue south of Venice Boulevard. La Brea had to be shut down between Venice and Washington Boulevards as crews shut off water and set about making those repairs to a 12-inch main that had ruptured pavement. No word on when complete water service will be restored to those 30 or 40 customers affected. Our L.A. Kings in Chicago play at 12:30 this afternoon. You can hear it all on your home for the L.A. Kings, 790 KABC. 790 KABC SoCal weather. Overnight, we have a 40 to 50% chance of showers, low of about 50. 70% chance of showers through the day on Saturday, gloomy, 57 degrees. Sunny and 81, though, on Sunday. Right now, 53 in downtown Los Angeles. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. Our guest this segment is the author of At Peace, Choosing a Good Death After a Long Life. His name is Samuel Harrington, Dr. Sam, honors graduate from Harvard, University of Wisconsin Medical School. He's done all kinds of things, including being on the board of trustees of a nonprofit hospice. That had to have been a long time ago, being on a nonprofit hospice, doctor, because death is now big business here in the United States. Hospices charge an arm and a leg.
Well, there still are nonprofit hospices, and but certainly the profit-making hospices have made a big imprint. I will say that my father was refused by a non-profit hospice and then ultimately accepted by a for-profit hospice, and we were quite happy with that because I believe in hospice care after a certain point.
Yeah, palliative care is, we need it. I mean, God forbid that you don't just wake up dead, you know?
Right.
I mean, that's the way we all want to go, isn't it?
Well, certainly that's the way my father wanted to go, but most of us don't have that option. Most of us will dwindle and die, and instead of dying of an acute illness, we'll die of a chronic illness or the complications of treatments for them. But the point I make in the book, in a nutshell, is that we all want to, the vast majority of elderly patients, when asked by medical experts, say that they want to die at home, as quietly as possible. But the fact is that it's fundamental. If you want to die at home, you have to say no to hospitalization. And the book is about helping you make that decision.
What is elderly? Not long ago, we talked to somebody, and I don't remember exactly who, said, you know, we should be able to live to be 118, 120, maybe even more. And there are people who are doing it today and drinking a shot or two of whiskey every day and smoking cigarettes all at the same time. But what is elderly today?
Well, if you live over 85 years of age, you probably have some good genes. Elderly is obviously not an absolute number, but it's a confluence of at least three things. The absolute age of over 65 is considered elderly by the CDC, Center for Disease Control. The degree of illness that one is suffering, and of course your performance status. So, and performance status is medical speak for your ability to care for yourself. So as your performance status declines, and you can't bathe yourself, for example, or dress yourself, as your disease moves from stage 1 to stage 4, and as your age advances, at some point those three lines converge, and that is where you're elderly, independent of the absolute number. So a person can be 65 with stage 4 cancer, and I would consider them elderly, or a person could be 75 with stage 2 heart failure, but if they've been hospitalized several times and can't bathe themselves anymore, can't dress themselves, I would consider them elderly. And at 85, if you can't get yourself up off the floor, should you slip and fall, that's a sign of frailty. I would consider that elderly, too.
Last week I was watching a show, I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's about an autistic doctor. Have you seen that one? The Good Doctor. Thank you, Daryl.
I have not.
You should. I'm not exactly fond of the way they're portraying the autistic doctor, because it's stereotypical to me. And I'm not a healthcare guy. I just talk for a living. That's my job.
Got it.
But it brings up some issues. He wants to be a surgeon. He's a surgical resident. And there was a side story in there about an elderly man who really, to me, wasn't that old. He was in his 70s. I mean, he looked older. The actor is probably older, but he was in his early 70s. He had no family left, and he just wanted out. Do we have the right to say, it's over, I'm gone, I want out?
Well, we have the right to decline medical treatment or to stop medical treatment. So that is a right that is established under law and moral and ethics. But of course we don't have, I mean, most of us don't think we have the right to commit suicide. I shouldn't get into that.
Right. Well, maybe at a future date. But do we even, I guess there are certain some states now that are allowing euthanasia.
No, they allow something called medical aid in dying, which euthanasia is what we do to our dogs and cats. But medical aid in dying is allowed in 6 states and the District of Columbia, and it's if you are mentally competent, have less than 6 months to live, and can administer the medications to yourself, then you qualify for medical aid in dying, and you can seek the lethal doses from an appropriate physician. I never practiced in a state that had that. I did practice in the District of Columbia, but I stopped practicing a few years ago, and that law is quite new.
Would you participate? Because would you do that for somebody who was in a lot of pain and there wasn't a lot of hope?
I'm very conflicted on that. I think that most people, the answer is I'm very conflicted about that. As a physician, I took an oath to do no harm, and this gets very close to the bone in that regard. And as a son who helped his father with all of his end-of-life decisions, if my father had been mentally, if this was available to my father, and if he was mentally competent and physically able to administer a dose to himself, I think I would have felt cheated out of some quality time with him. I recognize, of course, from an intellectual point of view, it's the patient's right to make that decision in those states where it is available, and I would not stand between a patient and that, but I'd have a hard time participating. Except under the key circumstance you mentioned, sort of intractable pain, particularly if I were dealing with my father and he were in intractable pain, that would change the equation for me.
Right. Our guest is Samuel Harrington. He's a doctor. He's written a book, At Peace, Choosing a Good Death After a Long Life. One of the things that he does to keep in shape, he chops wood. I found that very fascinating, and he's going to apparently send us a couple of lobsters when he goes back to Maine, because he also throws out lobster traps. That's also exercise, isn't it?
It is. It's actually quite hard work. I have five recreational traps as a resident of the state of Maine. I can put out five traps, and it's enormously exciting to haul traps with your grandchildren and watch the lobsters flapping around in there.
It's even more better to cook them.
Yeah.
More better?
Too.
Hmm. Or to eat them. I was in Maine a number of years ago. I did a video on how to cook a lobster. And we ended up cooking like 25 of them. They were very good and fresh. Doctors, the idea of choosing your own death, can you give us a nutshell point of view of that?
Well, we can't really choose our death, but we can steer ourselves in a certain direction. First of all, as I said, we have to choose, if we want to die at home, we have to choose to go home, and we have to know when that happens. And then we can choose to decline treatment, which might lead toward a more predictable death, and certainly a more comfortable death than dying while aggressive treatments are being made. So an example would be my father, who stunned me at one point by telling me that he did not want to fix his aortic aneurysm because he knew it would carry him away, quote, the way I want to go, meaning decisively. And his vision was to decline emergency surgery for a ruptured aneurysm and take palliative pain medicine. Now, I, as a doctor, and perhaps the listeners know that that's a rather a random event, there's a randomness to the event of a ruptured aneurysm, and it's a terrible way to die.
Yeah.
This was my father's vision, and he wasn't as naive as it sounds, because he had witnessed a client of his, he was a lawyer, die of a ruptured aneurysm, and he knew that that's the way he wanted to go. My father knew that that's the way he wanted to go, too. So, by declining a treatment, most of us won't have the opportunity to decline emergency surgery, but some of us will have the opportunity to decline a pacemaker for congestive heart failure, or a hemodialysis for kidney failure, or a third or fourth course of chemotherapy for cancer. And most of us, if we're lucky enough to live to be very old, we'll probably have the opportunity to decline antibiotics for one of the routine infections that
at times I feel like the oldest man in the world taking over for Mel Brooks. But at the same time, there's always hope. So that, as we wrap up this time together, how does spirituality come into this? I mean,
well, I think we have to change our vision of hope from one of endless life to a smaller vision. So when my mother was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, we didn't hope she'd live forever. We hoped she'd live long enough to get to my daughter's wedding. And I think a little bit of hope, or hope, is a benefit of effective treatment, but it's really a complication of futile treatment, and we have to be very careful not to mislead people about the reality of their illness and give them false hope.
And at the same time, people look for miracles, spirituality, religion. Does that play a part in choosing a good death?
Religion can be a wonderful comfort at the end of life. That's my limited experience. But it can also plague people into pushing harder and prolonging their death, and sometimes in a very painful, mechanized way. So
the opiate of the masses.
So I don't really get into religion in the book. I try and steer people away from a medicalized death and offer them ways to think about dying at home.
I was going to say that the healthcare industry, and I hate to call it the industry, but it has become one. As somebody who's practiced for over 35 years and is now lecturing and writing books and things like that, love to have your thoughts on that on our next outing together. If you would
be happy to comment. Then I have witnessed medicine change from a healing art to a commercial enterprise, and it is one of the reasons that I wrote the book.
And one of the reasons you stopped practicing, no doubt.
It contributed to it. I felt my legacy was firm. I wanted to do something other than practice medicine, and I passed it on to two daughters. One is a surgeon, and one is a neonatologist. So.
Wow. Well, Dr. Samuel Harrington, at peace, choosing a good death after a long life. Have fun chopping wood and with those lobsters. We're going to move on right now as Late Night Health continues. Don't go away.
The show continues in a moment.
Welcome to Guide to the Soul. This is Robert Clancy. Opening your heart is the only way to allow all the light in. Unconditional love does exist, but it takes trust, something not a lot of people are willing to give. But how can you expect it if you don't provide it too? All hearts are refillable, rechargeable, and renewable. So why worry about being burned? By giving, you have everything to gain. Think of how beautiful your life would be if someone loved you without barriers, gave all of their heart to you without conditions, and wrapped their soul around you like it was your last day on earth. Today, you can be that person for someone else.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
Want to generate more leads for your business? How about building a stronger social media following and better brand credibility to help increase your closing ratio? At Easy Way Promotions, we can help you to stop doing it the hard way and start doing business the easy way. With $1 billion relationship equity, a digital reach of 100 million plus, and over 18 years of business experience with entertainment and nonprofit, Easy Way Promotions is sure to boost your business. On March 24th at 5 p.m., come join us at the Business Expo Center in Orange County near Anaheim Convention Center. We're celebrating host and social media mogul Eric Zulli's birthday with a benefit supporting American Cancer Society. Come hang with over 30 celebrities and influencers, over 20 red carpet media outlets, and enjoy some amazing food and drink with a celebrity chef. For more info or to RSVP, call 877-399-2929 or download our free mobile app at easywaymobile.com. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y. We'll see you there. This message brought to you by SafeSolutionsNow.com.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on the latest from the greatest, Volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, W-A-Y-N-E.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said
Wayne Insane.
Attention users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Late Night Help continues with our regular contributor, Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers. You can visit him at soulciphers.com. You can visit him at guidetothesoul.com. And you can also visit him at latenighthelp.com. And see his pretty picture right there. We're going to talk about true nature. What do you mean by true nature, Robert?
Well, I would think about nature is really everything that you are. So when love and nature become inseparable, it's especially because love is your true nature. And you need to be true to yourself, your mission, who you are, what you're doing. And there was a great quote by Maya Angelou that my wife and I often refer to, and it's, when someone shows you who they are, believe them the first time. And it's almost that, you never get a second chance to make first impressions, but you also need to believe when somebody shows you who they truly are. And it's not just about first impressions, it's about getting to know that person and then understanding that, and sometimes you need to release people from your life with love if they're not a fit for where you're going.
We talked about that a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
With the true nature, though, do you have to do that? You have to know it yourself. How do you know it? How do you know what your true nature is? You're talking about, your message is love. Love conquers all. Love solves problems. Loving life. Loving others, but at the same time, how does one know how to accomplish that?
It's really thinking about it, and you have to own your truth. It's who you are. If you feel, and that's a great question, if you feel that you're struggling in some way, that people don't know you because you're holding back, you've got that wall up, those things, I look at it this way, light shines on both sides of that wall, so they can't see all of it if it's in the way. And it's understanding that you sometimes need to remove those barriers between yourselves. And a lot, what I find is that, especially with myself, is you become vulnerable when you remove that wall, right? So that's where the strength is, too, though. Once you become vulnerable, you're 10 times stronger because people know exactly who you are.
But don't we all have to have our, in quotes, secrets?
Well, there are potentially secrets. I'm not talking about your deep, dark, skeleton in the closet.
Right.
However, we could be. It's about being who you are and your true nature inside. If people don't understand exactly who they have standing in front of them, how can they love all of you?
Right. Right. And the this particular topic hits home with me. It really does, because I think that everybody has an outward appearance, okay, and you share that one readily. But there's some things inside that you might not. That's what you're talking about. Open up.
Yeah, and the best way to really become vulnerable is to write a book. one that has personal stories in it. That will definitely open you up to things that you may feel, what are they going to think when I share this? But when I did it, I felt that everyone knew who I was then and really what's deep down in my heart and in my soul.
But does everybody have a book in them?
I believe so. And a lot of those chapters are still unwritten. And that's the beauty of life. Let those chapters unfold each day.
In looking at those books, you know, people used to write books to make money. You don't make money, generally speaking, writing books. You use it as a promotional tool, to promote a speaking career, to promote a service. Am I wrong? I mean, or am I being too materialistic?
I think you're looking too deep into it. I look at it this way. It's the right message for the right person at the right time. And if there are 10 people or 10,000 people touched by something that I've written, then I've done my job. And it's really about getting the message out, and it's about understanding who you are. And, yeah, the books will take off from there. You know, just believe in it.
Actually, we have a couple of books. Both Daryl and I have audiobooks available on Amazon. And you and I will talk about that. One is Latest from the Greatest with Daryl Wayne, and the other, of course, is Late Night Help. And those are both available on Amazon. Robert, we're out of time. We will talk to you later. I'm going to ask you to hold on. Late Night Health continues. That's our first hour. The second hour comes up. If you don't get it, go to latenighthealth.com. We'll be back.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
Late Night Health is proud of our partnership with the EBC, the Evolutionary Business Council. Check them out at ebcouncil.com.
You're listening to Late Night Health with Mark Allen. The show continues in a moment.
Are you being audited, and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you
won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751.
This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.